The murder of George Floyd, May 25th, recorded on camera and shared in a viral video, has set off a protest movement that a generation has never seen or known. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Over the last 6 weeks, the nation has reacted with protests, prayers, vigils, with calls for community action and fundamental changes. With little interruption, WDIY News presents voices of protest, prayer, and promise.
Our next speaker is the founder of Black Lives Matter, right, to Lehigh Valley. He assembled the first protest in the city of Allentown in honor of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and countless other black lives who have been taken from us prematurely at the hands of police officers. Last week, he brought forth 8 initiatives to implement into the Allentown Police Department's use of force policy recently with the mayor, chief of police, city council members, and city officials. He also confirmed a verbal commitment from the APD to make their use of force policy public for the first time in its history this upcoming October. He has a passion for justice and reshaping Allentown into a city that serves its majority, which is the minority population. This includes African Americans, people of color, and the poor and homeless. His continued partnerships with community organizations only further cement his belief that this city can be for the people, ran by the people they represent. Please welcome Justin Parker.
Can't breathe.
Yeah. Breathe.
Can't breathe.
Breathe.
Imagine not being able to breathe for over 8 minutes, right? I wanted to start off and say happy Juneteenth to everybody. This is the first time that we're actually really commemorating this in Allentown. Earlier, we, with some other people here and leaders in the community, raised the Pan-African flag at Allen High School at 2:00 p.m., first time ever. I'm an O2 graduate at Allen, so sorry for any of the dear people in the audience today. Last week, I had a meeting with the mayor and the chief of police, Granitz, and members of city council. And really, what we brought forth was we wanted to have 8 initiatives implemented into their use of force policy in the Allentown Police Department. You know, they said that some of these things were already in place and, you know, we had to update our policy on the rest. But when you really think about it, you really shouldn't have an updated policy on how to de-escalate situations as a police officer. I mean, you should update, you know, throughout the time, but they really shouldn't be like, okay, well, let me go back and let's look at our policy that we have on racism, or let's look at our policy that we have on use of force. Let's try to de-escalate before we shoot first and ask questions later. So we did have a very lengthy 2.5-hour meeting where we got our point across with regards to that. And we did have, you know, a verbal commitment that they would make that available in October, which was a 1-year commitment when Chief Grants came on board. I would like to say that we are definitely still putting pressure on them, thanks in part to Bethlehem Police Chief, who made their use of force policy public and transparent for the first time in this department's history.
Right.
So if Bethlehem can do it, why can't Allentown?
Why wait till October?
So there was a city council meeting last week where I believe that the mayor did say that the chief is going to be making that public in the next week or two. So we're definitely going to hold them to that. And for the first time in history of Allentown, the use of force policy will be public. We're not done yet. But I did want to talk a little bit about Juneteenth, and I did want to talk a little bit about racism, and you know, what the pastor was talking about earlier with regards to Juneteenth is January 1st, 1863 was when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. African Americans in Texas were not free until 2.5 years later. That's a long time to not have freedom. And in history books we hear, you know, the North fought a good fight against the South, and the North was on the right side of justice against the South. This entire country was on the wrong side of justice. From the moment that people that looked like me were brought over here on slave ships, people that looked like me were brought on slave ships to Puerto Rico, people that looked like me were brought on slave ships to the Dominican Republic and Haiti, and all over the place in the slave trade, America was always on the wrong side of justice. And it's really important that one thing that he touched on was that, why now? Why is this different? Why is, you know, African Americans have been killed by police before from police brutality, why now? And the reason is because everybody in this audience are our allies. People that are not black are finally joining in this fight. Now, you guys might have fought before and said, you know, maybe said to your husband, oh, you know, that's really horrible what happened. Or, you know, you might say to your sister, man, that really sucks, you know, that they have to go through that. But she never really vocalized and made it loud for the world to hear. And so this right here, standing here with our Muslim brothers and sisters and our white brothers and sisters and our Puerto Rican brothers and sisters and our Dominicans and our Jamaicans and everybody else that's out here, that's what's important, is the allies. We can't fight this fight alone. We've been doing this for over 400 years and you know, and we're tired, but we're not done yet. My name is Justin Parker, Allentown resident. I'm the founder of Black Lives Matter to Lehigh Valley. Juneteenth means freedom and the celebration of that freedom. Finally, for our people. That's what it means. It's our 4th of July with more meaning. The significance is really solidarity with our allies, in that we're not in this fight alone. Others are in this fight with us finally, and we're really trying to make some change with that. I am hopeful. I'm hopeful because I've never doubted myself or the people that do this with me. And I know that we're gonna shake some things up, and we're gonna get public policy changed and laws changed, and I'm very hopeful. I think it's a change of the times. You know, times are so different. Back in the day, you know, you'd have a housewife and a husband, and you know, they're the wife couldn't speak up and the husband was in charge, and everything's so modern today. And I really think that, you know, people are able to think for themselves. We're breaking generational curses, and that's what's really the difference between then and now. I think what makes this time different is people like myself who are 8 years old who saw that happen, and now we're the adults, we're our parents, and we get to make that change and have that voice for ourselves now. Technology plays a major role. It's shedding a light on what's been happening all this time. Like, these murders and this brutality didn't just happen because of it being recorded on cell phones. This has been happening. It's just now that we're catching it. What I'd like to see next is people, like, they're scared of the word defund, right? Defund the police. So I'd like to see reallocation of funds that the city allocates to the police department, allocated to local community organizations to put back into the community. Thank you again. This is Justin Parker, Black Lives Matter Lehigh Valley on Facebook and social media pages, and thank you for the interview.
Ashley Strange, A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, Strange, S-T-R-A-N-G-E. Lehigh Valley Stands Up is an organization that knows that politics does not work for working people. And so what we're endeavoring to do is we're endeavoring to bring everyone together to make sure that our political system is doing what we tell it to do. And so one of those examples is right here at Juneteenth. We've got signs up here where we're registering people to vote. We're getting people engaged on Twitter to get reparations for themselves and their families. And Juneteenth is a day of celebration, right? Because it's the day that all of us became free. Because when they landed in Texas and told the slaves they were free, those slaves had been free for 2 years, but they were still in slavery. And to this day, slavery is still happening in our prison system, in the way some of our schools are operating. And so, especially with immigration, people are being forced to work for very, very low wages. When we're talking about being free, that extends to today. We want to make sure that everyone in our community has an opportunity to thrive. So we do have some speakers because we want to move it kind of from anger to hope, right? So we have some speakers. There's some youth, clergy, and some community members that will speak. But today is really about talking about the issue that brought us here in the first place, right? And then it's about saying, okay, now what are we going to do moving forward? This whole movement over the last couple of months after the murder of George Floyd has really been led by youth of color, largely queer youth of color. And so we see that in the people serving food, all the way to people who just showed up to have a good time and learn a little bit. This is led by people of color. It's our time to start making our voices heard. And this is how we do it. It's really hard to say. A lot, when we're talking about the police, we're talking about them requiring more technology. One of our very first calls is to defund the police. They do not need half of the things that they're using, and we need to reinvest that money, a large chunk of the city budget, back into our community. But also, we've got the voter registration here. We know that there are people that don't have smartphones, that don't have internet. It was a big problem for a lot of the students in the Allentown School District. And so we want to make sure that we're engaging people, but also making sure that they can hear us otherwise.
Ashley Strange, the regional organizer for Lehigh Valley, stands up!
Put your hands together for yourself. Everyone's out here, everyone's masked, we're 6 feet apart. We're feeling good, right? All right. This, I am speaking directly to the black people in the audience. White people, close your ears. You're gonna go on Twitter. Black folks, you're gonna put your Cash App, your PayPal, your Venmo, you're gonna use the hashtag PA Reparations. When they ended slavery, they promised our ancestors 40 acres and a mule. Did that happen? This flag, the Pan-African flag, right? Africa doesn't have a flag because it's a continent. I don't have a flag because I'm biracial. My dad is white and my mom is black. And so, I can get on Ancestry.com and trace my father's lineage back to the 1700s, the 1600s, back to the ship that they used to get here, back to the babies that they had on the other side of the ocean. And on my mom's side, I'm lucky if I crest the late 1800s. When I get to a point where people's last names start to be owned by, taken by, property of, I don't know where my family is from. I know that I'm black. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud.
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 That 40 acres and a mule didn't do anything for me. Reparations today, reparations tomorrow, reparations forever. White folks, you can unplug your ears now. You're gonna get on Twitter, your homeland, and you're gonna go in there and you're gonna look up the hashtag PA Reparations. And you are going to pay the black people that are struggling because of the systemic racism that is still happening in the country. These signs are up everywhere. Who's registered to vote? Who thinks that makes you better than everyone else in this crowd? Voting is one way to make our voices heard. But we can go and vote, we can fill out a ballot, but for a lot of us, we pick up the ballot and we look at it and we do not like what we see. We don't like the people that are on there. We don't like the people that have been there for too long. And the only choices are people that are running against no one, and we have no choice but to vote for the same awful people every time. When we say that we want you to register to vote, and we want you to get your community to register to vote, it's more important than just showing up twice a year. It is the fact that you cannot run for most offices unless you have been a registered voter in that area for at least a year. And we desperately, think about all the people running for office. Just think about it, all the people that are running, all the people that are in. You know, I see some elected officials in here today. Yeah, shame yourselves. Throw your hands in the air. Let's see. Oh, come on, Sergey. There we go. Josh, Dave. Who else? Where's Cece? We got Cece. She's kind of putting her hand up. These are the people. Oh, thank you, Cynthia. These are the people that are running everything. I'm not specifically saying that you people are terrible. Hi, Ms. Nikki. You too. Not all of them, but the systemic racism that has remained keeps working people, keeps people of color, keeps us away from the power that we need, the power that we deserve, and the power that we are going to take back in order to take back our elections. So when we say register to vote, it's not just register to vote. You are signing up to take a torch and light this place on fire, metaphorically. We're gonna light this place up. And that's what we need you to do with your voice and your vote And I need you to think about the people who are too young to vote, the undocumented people who can't vote, the people who can't get out because of COVID, and because of the system that keeps them where they are. That's all I got to say.
These voices of protest, prayer, and promise come from all walks of life, all pigments, all ages, and are now coming together for a shared purpose. True equality, true justice, and real freedom. Embracing and understanding the differences between us is to be human. Now a new generation of youth are cranking the catalyst of change by staging protests and calling on leaders and elected officials to end policies of systemic racism. All of these changes will lead to a better tomorrow for our communities, our residents, and for the Lehigh Valley. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.